How the Canadian government controls its people. For years I have been pondering what the Canadian government does that makes its constituency so miserable and feel so superior at the same time. Today a little corner of the mystery lifted. A client of mine, Enquat, finish what you start Enquat, soul correction, has written me a long message describing his feelings and his behavior of being taken off task, off focus by idle curiosity, sensation and excitement seeking, while he would like to be focused, calm, well. And among others, sleep well. I recommended that he takes lithium orotate, an inexpensive mineral supplement, that has worked miracles with my clients who had a difficulty staying focused, staying on target, getting to sleep on time, and getting enough restful sleep. I myself take it. It eases my angina, it releases me from panic attacks in seconds. Why? What does it do? How does it do it? It is a mineral that controls and optimizes your excitement. Which is what today's social media, smartphones, marketers' messages are conditioning to be, excited. It is near impossible to resist it. So you need something that helps. Isolation may help. But is not very practical. Doctors call it ADHD. Attention Deficit Hyperactive Disorder. And in reality it is simply a version of the chemical imbalance of the main brain neurotransmitter type chemicals, dopamine, serotonin, glutamate and norepinephrine. You don't need to know the names. Or what they do each, just know that today's world seems to have conspired to mess up your brain. EFN underscore note imbalances in neurotransmitters are present in many conditions, including schizophrenia, depression, bipolar disorder, autism, and Parkinson's disease. Some medications target these receptors to allow your body to receive more or less of certain chemicals, while some drugs act similar to these chemicals to invoke similar responses in your body. Maintaining a balance in these brain chemicals and hormones is key to feeling a balanced mood. / EFN underscore note. With food-like chemicals, with too much irrelevant input, and a totally uncontrolled dominance of the pharmaceutical and food industries. The medical name of this condition is bipolar disorder. It has a mania, excitement, phase, a very short Enquat, normal Enquat, phase, and a depression phase. I live a life of isolation. For me the trigger of going off balance is oversleeping. The moment I used to oversleep, or take a short nap, my brain chemicals would start to go out of balance, until I was a snot hanging from the nose incoherent blob of Enquat, I want to die Enquat, remnant of myself. I discovered lithium orotate 20 years ago, but didn't give it the permanent place in my self-medication it deserves. But, of course, life has a way of showing you the errors of your ways, and I was cycling through endless cycles of depression and mania. Very tiring, very painful, and not good for business. At the same time the number of clients with sleep issues have started to grow. And invariably I recommended lithium orotate to them. And recently when I got sick and I was sleeping through the day, my concern of slipping into deep depression prompted me to start on lithium orotate again. I have been sleeping, falling asleep a lot faster, wake up at my usual time rested. What a blessing. So as I was searching for a source of lithium orotate in Canada I found out that it is illegal in Canada. WTF? A government that wants its constituency to descend into blabbering idiots, struggling to stay afoot, deal with bouts of depression, never accomplish much, and at the same time think they are better and holier than though, the Canadian government is doing great. At the same time that they reduce their population to the victims of pharmaceuticals. Antidepressants alternating with pick-me-up. Since I am again taking lithium orotate, I have stopped drinking coffee, tea, and I am well. Neither too jittery, nor sleepy. I am still in pain. So I rest. I lie down and read. The urge to fall asleep is gone, napping is rare, but even when I napped this Wednesday after grocery shopping, I didn't move towards depression. It feels like I got my life back, and it is mine to enjoy. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=mxnope66 https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=j0biz Aj, Jess. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=zdw SFRZO. How many medical conditions have benefited by lithium orotate? There are well over 100 conditions highly benefited by LO and there will be many more discovered due to lithium's ability to modify aberrant genetic expression. If you have a rare genetic disease I highly recommend you try LO to see what relief you may experience as lithium has been shown in many genetic disorders to be highly beneficial. Although it's not meant to be implied as a cure or treatment, This is the list of medical conditions that research upon humans and or animals has been documented with the supplementation of the trace mineral lithium. ADHD. Aggression. AIDS infection. Alcoholism. Alcohol poisoning. Allergic arthritis, PGE2. Allergies. ALS aka Lou Gehrig's disease. Alzheimer's disease. Anorexia nervosa. Antisocial behavior. Anxiety disorders. Arthritis. Ascites, fluid buildup in abdomen or lungs. Asperger's. Asthma atherosclerosis. Atypical psychosis. Autism. Autoimmune disorders. Back and hip pain. Bipolar disorder. Borderline personality disorder. Brain allergy, brain damage, cerebral palsy, autism, stroke, DIA, vaccine injury, bruxism, grinding teeth. Bulimia nervosa. Canavan's disease, rare genetic disorder. Cancer, the anxiety and worry will kill you first. Cerebral palsy. Chronic fatigue. Cluster headaches. Collagen disorders, PGE2, systemic lupus erythematosus. Concussion, closed head injury, football injuries. Confusion. Cotard's syndrome. Crohn's disease. Demyelinating diseases, PGE2. Depression, mild, moderate and severe suicidal depression. Depressed immune system. Diabetes mellitus. Diarrhea/colitis. DNA damage. Down's syndrome. Drug abuse and withdrawal. Duodenal ulcer. Eclampsia, PGE2. Edema. Eczema. Encephalomyelitis. Epilepsy. Epstein-Barr virus. Explosive disorder. Felty's syndrome. Fetal alcohol syndrome. Fibromyalgia. Flashbacks. Forgetfulness. Fracture/persistent non-union of bone, healing. Fragile X syndrome. Gastroesophageal reflux disorder. Generalized anxiety disorder. Glaucoma. Gout. Guillain-Barré syndrome, PGE2. Headaches, all types. Heart disease. Heavy metal toxicity. Hematochromatosis. Hemolytic anemias, PGE2. Hepatitis C. Herbicidal toxicity. Herpes infection, HSV1 and HSV2. Hidradenitis suppurativa, rare disease. HIV infection. Huntington's disease. Hyper-IgE syndrome. Hyperadrenalism. Hyperactivity. Hypercortisolism. Hyperthyroidism. Hypnic headaches. Hypoparathyroidism, idiopathic, PGE2. Impulsivity. Infections, acute and chronic. Infectious mononucleosis, PGE2. Infertility, PGE2. Inflammatory bowel. Insomnia. Irritability. Irritable bowel syndrome. Ischemic heart disease. Juvenile convulsive disease. Klein-Levin syndrome. Kleptomania. Learning disability. Liver disease, cirrhosis. Lyme disease. Lymphocytic thyroiditis, chronic, PGE2. Meniere's disease. Mercury poisoning. Metabolic syndrome. Migraine headaches, molluscum contagiosum, chickenpox virus, Morgellons disease, motor neuron disease, multiple sclerosis, myotonic dystrophy, neutropenia, neck pain, chronic, neuropathies, diabetic, neurosis, nightmares, obsessive compulsive disorder, organic brain syndrome, osteoarthritis, osteoporosis, pain syndromes, panic disorder, paralysis, Parkinson's disease, pathological gambling, periodic limb movement, peripheral nerve pain, pheochromocytosis, postpartum psychosis, post-traumatic stress, PTSD, premature ejaculation, prion diseases, prostaglandin, E2, diseases, prostatitis, radiation therapy damage, rage, road, reproductive disorders, PGE2, i.e., infertility, women, restless leg syndrome, Rett syndrome, rheumatoid arthritis, schizoaffective disorder, schizophrenia, sciatic, hip, pain, self-mutilation, cutting, shingles, shoulder pain, Sjögren's syndrome, skin disorders, sleep disorder, social anxiety / phobia, spinal amyotrophy, spinal cord injury, stiff person syndrome, stroke, substance abuse disorder, synonyms, chorea, systemic lupus erythematosus, PGE2, tardive dyskinesia, Tay-Sachs disease, depression, thrombocytopenia, PGE2, tinnitus, DMJ, Tourette's syndrome, transient ischemic attack, traumatic brain injury, trichotillomania, ulcers, vaccine injury, vascular disease, violent behavior, viral lymphadenopathies, viral replication, xenophobia. Get your lithium orotate. It will help you sail through the holidays. And no food has enough of it consistently. So you need to supplement it.